where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. It's 2021. I hope everybody's doing well. Everybody's getting their vaccines, I hope. And we have Bing Crosby for us tonight and Railroad Hour with Gordon McRae. And both really good shows tonight. The Bing Crosby Show. We have Louis Armstrong. Always love to have Satchmo on with Bing. And he has the young Teresa Brewer. At this point, Teresa Brewer would have been, I believe, 20 years old. She passed away in 2007 at the age of 76. And she had just a great career, singing career, and released a bunch of great songs in the 1950s and was still recording some in the 1960s and the 70s. All the way up into the 90s, her husband was her producer, I guess, her record producer, and he passed away in 96, and she never recorded anything after that. But in the 80s and 90s, she kind of reshaped herself into a jazz artist and would perform jazz for people and so forth, and recorded a number of albums as well in jazz format. Just a really interesting career. And then, of course, Railroad Hour. Really nice show for that. We got a few more weeks left of Bing and Railroad Hour. I don't know. I could probably keep bringing this Railroad Hour throughout most of the summer if I wanted to. And we'll just see what we end up doing with that. But Bing will run out of shows here pretty soon. So enjoy, and we'll see you guys next time.
Only one cigarette, Chesterfield, gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And that's the biggest plus in cigarette history.
By Chesterfield, the one that proves its case. Yes, Chesterfields are milder, plus no aftertaste.
So ho, open a pack and give them a sniff.
Then you'll smoke them.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in San Francisco, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors and Bing's guests, Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, and Miss Teresa Brewer. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to announce that this is National Pickle Week.
Well, isn't every week?
No comments, please.
Well, I just wanted
folks,
to
commemorate National Pickle Week and to honor this momentous occasion, we now bring you our crooning cucumber, Brian Crosby.
Brian, what's that? Hey. You must be fresh from Fisherman's Wharf with that type of introduction. Very salty. Brian Crosby, huh?
I guess I was reaching a little.
Well, you reached, but you didn't grab much, almost.
Say, you know, there's sure a lot of different varieties of pickles, aren't there?
Oh, there certainly are. The dill pickles, sour pickles, sweet pickles, bread and butter pickles. And then there's the state of the nation, of course. Hey,
<laughs>
Oh, I tell you, Bing, people really go for pickles. Well, I know folks who even eat pickles for breakfast.
Well, that's nothing, Ken. Gee, there were times around our house, well, this is years ago, I had to run downstairs and get them in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Ben, too.
Say, they're aware out there tonight. Well, listen, Ken, I've prepared a great old tune here. It's about Louis Armstrong's hometown. It's a song called Way Down Yonder in New Orleans.
Oh, that's me. That's for me.
Mr. Well. John Scott Trotter conducts this number with a pickle in one hand and a crab leg in the other. So, John, just so it won't be a total loss, give us the downbeat with the pickle, not with the crab leg. Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden, what I mean. Three old babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Oh, stop, bet your life you linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens down yonder in New Orleans. Orange blossoms, sweet aroma, and the strains of La Paloma seem to put you into a coma while the dancers sway. Again I'll see a Peacherino, maybe you know what I mean, oh. Shakes a mean tamburino while the Dixieland plays. Give your lady fair a little smile. Look out, bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in old New Orleans.
Catchy, Bing and boys and girls. That really carried me away.
Really?
Oh, yes. I'm way down yonder in New Orleans.
Well, congratulations. But let's get back to San Francisco and help me sell some Chesterfields there, huh?
Okay, I guess we better. Friends, only one cigarette, Chesterfield, gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And that's the biggest plus in smoking.
Now, 1,539 tobacco growers say Chesterfields are milder, and they show you how to prove it. They say Chesterfield's right combination of the world's best tobaccos smells milder and smokes milder.
And here's what modern science and research says. There's only one cigarette which leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That cigarette is Chesterfield. Now, every smoker wants a milder cigarette. And every smoker after smoking wants no unpleasant aftertaste. Only Chesterfield gives you both. And that's more for your money than any other cigarette can give you.
Prove it yourself for the price of one pack. Yeah, that's all it comes down to, just the price of a pack of Chesterfields, to prove Chesterfield is the best cigarette for you. The lovely senorita says no, and I believe her, but oh, why do her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás? The Spanish moon is brighter tonight. It must know something all right. That's why her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás. We should go back and dance with the rest of the dancers. And yet I have the feeling that her heart's not in her ass. The lovely señorita says no, but I'm not willing to go. Not while her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás.
Siempre que te pregunto, que cuánto come, dónde, yo siempre me respondes, quizás, quizás, quizás.
senorita says no, says no, says no. But why do her eyes say maybe, maybe so?
We should go back and dance with the rest of the dance. And yet I have the feeling that her heart's not in her eyes. The lovely señorita says no, but I'm not willing to go. Not while her eyes say,
quizás,
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 quizás, could be.
Thank you. Gracias, gracias. Ladies and gentlemen, a couple of weeks ago, we had a young singer on the show, a gal whose piquant personality and lively style just captivated all hands. We were so confident that you'd like her, too, that we asked her back. I refer to Miss Teresa Brewer. Well, Teresa, I want to greet you and ask you... How you're enjoying your stay in San Francisco? You happy here?
Oh, yes.
Having a good time?
Oh, definitely.
What about your songs? You planned something for tonight? You got a little thing for us?
Oh, sure. Do you know Oceana Roll?
Do I know Oceana Roll? Why, so? Oh, I know it well. Oceana Roll, that used to be one of my very big numbers. I was a smash with that up in Spokane. I was the featured singer with Dutch Groshoff's orchestra. Derisive laughter in the orchestra, isn't it? Well, where could a kid like you find an old-time song like Oceana Roll, huh?
Oh, I guess I just dug it up.
Dug it up,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Darn clever digging. Let's have it. I'd like to hear this, Teresa.
Alabama, he was there at that piano like a fish down in the sea. When he rattled off some harmony, every night out on the ocean, he would get that ragged notion, got the syncopating notion long and lean. And no one could sleep away out there on the deep when Billy cut loose out at sea. Each fish and worm begins to twist and squirm. The ship steps into dip and does a corkscrew turn to see the smoke so black, leaks from the old smokestack. It's floating right to heaven and it won't come back. Now, here and there you see a stool and a chair slipping round the cabin shouting, I don't care. And when the hammock stops swinging and the bells begin to ring, and while he's sitting at that piano there on the Alabama playing the Oceana Roll. Oceana Roll.
That was great, Teresa. Say, she's kind of the Sophie Tucker of the Girl Scouts, isn't she? Teenage merman we got here. Big voice for such a... You're a smash, Teresa. Really fine.
Thanks, Ben.
Say, you know, I got a phonograph record out now called... When You and I Were Young, Maggie Blues. I do it as a duet with my brother, Gary.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought Gary was your son.
Now, there you go. You tipped my mitt. Everybody knows. Would you like to sing a duet on that little thing?
Oh, wonderful. Is Gary here?
Nope, just me. Why? This looks like Brushville, Indiana, I'm getting here. Well, let's try it anyway, shall we, Teresa?
Okay.
You take Gary's part, and I'll take mine. Nobody else ever does.
I've been requested to sing an old-time song.
If I can sing one, you can.
Yes, but I speak from experience.
Something your granddaddy used to sing.
I may join you.
You gonna join me?
Yes.
You'll be the most charming companion I've had since I sang with Madame Melba years ago.
But I've a little plan, and I'll do the best I can. to sing an old song so we all can understand.
You simply take a favorite today, then you flavor it with just an order to a blue harmony.
To what?
Tell the orchestra to play staccato, and then you jazz a little of legato.
And the creek,
another magazine,
and the creek,
is a ragging
old mill.
Pay no attention to the music they play, but just drop
too long, long ago.
And the spot start to sway, getting hot.
The green will be gone from the hill, where once
every loving
the day sprung,
just full of music that you can't refuse.
But I love
and you know
the
way. The
same
tell the band to
as
play,
of old,
and when you listen, just crystal it and say you've got those
when you and I were young, Maggie Blue.
Just an order to a blue harmony. Tell the orchestra to play staccato, and then you jazz a little obligato. Another Maggie tune is a raggy tune. Pay no attention to the music they play, but just rock your blues away. And the spot starts to get growing dark from the
as of old.
And when you listen, say,
Maggie,
I got those aggravating agitating blues I'm hating. So I'm dating, I'm only waiting, I'm waiting to lose
those ever-loving Maggie
something, isn't he? Thank you, Teresa. Gary will be livid when he hears this. Now, if I may be excused a minute, I'd like to welcome back two old pals of mine, the mighty Satchmo and the Big T from Texas, two of the world's top musical men, Louis Armstrong and Jack Teagarden.
Thank you, Papa Ben. Good old Goodwin there.
Yes, wasn't it?
Nice to see you, Bing.
Well, it's good to see you, too, Jack. You lads ready with your number?
Huh? Well, you don't expect us to sing before we have a cup of coffee, do you, Daddy?
You mean to say you fellas just got up?
Yeah.
Hey, now, you two, come here. I don't want to lecture or anything, but radio is a precise, punctual business. You must be prepared. You must be on your toes. You got to be up and at 'em, on the qui vive, alert, ready.
Now, can this be the same Bing Crosby I worked with the Paul Whiteman Band?
I'm a big square now, Jack. Turn. Gone. Lost me.
Don't worry about the Bing. Jackson and I will dig up something there.
Well, you two must know some song. You ought to know some tune you can do in your sleep, even.
Really? How about us doing A Song Is Born?
Huh? That ought to get it, Daddy. Lay it on me, Daddy.
Took the tune and the words from the mockingbird. That's how a song was born. And in the salt evening breeze whispered through the willow trees. That's how a song was born. And in the rain from the sky sang a lullaby. and a blue dream from a Zion when two hearts beat in time to the rhythm of the chimes. That's how a song was born. Hey, do it. Tell the ladies and gentlemen now how jazz was born down home.
Okay, Daddy. Now take to read jungle beatin'. They brought it the bass and sweet. That's how jazz was born. Someone played a whale all up and down the scale. That's how jazz was born. They simply played what they liked, as long as it would fit. If it just had a beat, that was it. And when the horn made a scream, they took it as a theme. La, la, la,
certainly wonderful, boys. It was really fine. It was great.
Oh, you ought to hear us do that number about midnight.
Midnight? I can't stay up that long. You kidding? I think your early bird version woke the folks up here, Jack.
Yeah, it nearly woke me up too, Papa P.
You really sure?
Yeah. Say, Ben, I got a kick of the way you and Louie sang Going Fishing a couple of weeks ago on the show.
Oh, you mean Nick and Charlie Kenny's tune, huh?
Why don't you and Sad sing it now?
Oh, no, Jack. I think if Louie and I do a song, we ought to do something with some real drive to it. I think we should do Road to Mandalay or Do You Ken John Peel or I Love Life for Stout-Hearted Men or something, huh?
Yeah, but I think we better just go fishing, Daddy. I think we can make that.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Jack. You give us a nice trombone into Gone Fishing, then you can settle down to a nice little nap, huh?
Okay. If I'm asleep when you finish, just put my check in my horn.
Yes. I'll drop it right in the bell. Right in the bell. Gone fishing.
Now, how do you know?
How do I know? There's a sign upon your door.
Mm-hmm.
You gone fishing.
I'm real gone, dude, that is.
You ain't working anymore.
It could be.
There's your hole out in the sun where you left a row half done. You told me hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. You gone fishing.
Lay it on me. Lay it on me.
By a shady, weighty pool.
In Shangri-La?
Yes, sir.
Really lie.
I'm wishing, I just could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm, Papa?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club.
On my door I'd hang a sign. Gone fishing. Oh, instead of just a wishing.
You know, Papa Bing, I've stopped by your place time or two lately, and you weren't home either.
Well, I'm busy, Louie. I got a lot of big deals cooking. I was probably tied up at the studio when you
came
by.
Oh, you weren't tied up, you dog. You were just plain old gone fishing.
Well, now, don't blab it around. Keep it shady, will you?
There's a sign upon your door.
They put that up there again, man.
Gone fishing. You ain't working anymore.
Don't have to work. I got a piece of Gary.
Cows need milk and in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. They each
but
take a
side. But you just don't give a darn.
Give 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
See, your phone is gone, Daddy.
Wonder where it went.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone vision. Got your hound dog by your side. Gone vision. Swing it, daddy. He's a biting and he's high.
Now folks won't find us because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross. We gone fishing,
oh yes,
and said, I'm jazz, I'm wishing.
But this, but this, but this, but this, but this, but this, but
you think I Zazu Zaz as good as Tony Pastor?
As good as Zazu Pitts, yes. Say, Bing, I don't know what's come over me for the past
few days.
Ken? Well, I've been feeling, kind of lightheaded and giddy. It must be spring fever.
No, me and Louie, we got it all year long. So don't you worry about it.
Well, it's becoming a real problem.
You just take a good hook or a sulfur and molasses. That'll fix you up in no time.
Well,
right now, we ought to run through those Chesterfield ABCs for the folks, don't you think?
I can't keep my mind on the job, Bing. And instead of saying that Chesterfields are A, always milder, B, better tasting, and C, cooler smoking, I come out with things like, Chesterfields are milder and better tasting than ambrosia. Cooler than the morning dew.
Let's hear you do something with the right combination of the world's best tobaccos.
Can you whip up?
Yeah. Oh, you better not. Just on second thought, I don't think it.
Okay, I'll try to get hold of myself, Bing, and tell the folks how they can prove to themselves that Chesterfields are milder. Just open a pack and get a whiff of that mild Chesterfield aroma. That delicate, fragrant, delightful.
Cut. What Ken means, folks, is tobaccos that smell milder, smoke milder. And when you light a Chesterfield, you'll know you've discovered the mild one.
That's Chesterfield, the only cigarette that gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And that's the biggest plus in cigarette history.
Just keep our ABCs in mind whenever you buy cigarettes, friends, and always...
Buy Chesterfield, Chesterfield, the one that proves its case. Yes, Chesterfields are milder, milder, plus no aftertaste.
So ho, open a pack and give them a sniff.
Then you'll smoke them.
Here's a song, I think I recorded this about 20 years ago. They've revived it recently, which is a great break for me. There's one song I don't have to learn. I'm having a little trouble learning them lately.
If I told a lie, and if I made you cry, when I said goodbye, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. If I caused you pain, I know I'm to blame. I must have been insane, believe me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I realize I've been unfair to you. Please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love we knew. After all, we were more than friends. If I've made you blue, I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I apologize.
Jesse. Thank you very much. And that represents our closer for this evening. We've all had a very nice time on this little visit to San Francisco. And we carry away fond memories of Veltri's down on California Street. Yum. The show club and other gastronomical and cultural points of interest. And I want to tender my thanks now to Teresa Brewer, Jack Teagarden, and Louis Armstrong for assembling here with us this evening.
I enjoyed every minute of it.
Oh, you were real fine, Teresa.
Thanks.
Really, you were. You coming in, Louis? You're just going to hang around out
there.
You're just going to loiter out
there. Well, I didn't want to trample over the lady there.
That's right. You're thinking. You're on your toes.
Well, what I want to know, who's with you next week?
Oh, next week, Louis, our guest will be Miss Helen O'Connell. Remember Helen O'Connell? Used to do those wonderful vocals with Jimmy Dorsey and Bob Eberly. She's going to do some new ones with us, I think, maybe an old one or two. And also with us will be Charles Durand and Guy Brion. These are two lads from Hawaii who really stood them on their heads down at the Mocambo in Hollywood with their vocal display.
See, that sounds like quite a show, Bing.
Thanks. Say, you awake, Jack?
Yeah, I just woke up to say goodnight.
Sounds like Tony Wan's, don't it? Well, good night, Jack. Good night, folks. See you next week for Chesterfield. I swear that's the best cigarette for you to smoke. Yes, sir.
The story told in the 14th edition of Tobaccoland USA is so important that every smoker in the country should read it. To get your copy, just put your name and address on a penny postcard and mail it to Chesterfield, Box 21, New York 8, New York. That's Chesterfield, Box 21, New York 8, New York, for your copy of Tobaccoland USA. The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss Helen O'Connell and Charles Durand and Guy Brion.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the delightful Frimmel operetta, Katinka, starring Gordon McRae and his charming guest, Anna Mary Dickey. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we travel to the Near East, to the land of mosques and minarets, where Anna Mary Dickey joins me to play the title role of Katinka. I shall be Ivan, who loved and lost the lady, but who couldn't forget her loveliness. So here's Katinka, Act One. Here on the shores of the ancient Black Sea, the air is magic in the month of May. Beyond that line of hills, they say the world was born. And on a spring night, Allah himself walks the earth. And to young lovers, all things seem twice alive. But not for me. I had wandered for many months through many distant lands. But when I returned home to my native city, I found my beloved, my Katinka, on the very night of her wedding to another man.
Welcome to the marriage feast, my friend. Katinka, see who is here.
Ivan.
Good evening, Katinka. My congratulations to you.
We did not expect the wanderer to return on our wedding night. But you are thrice welcome, cousin.
I thank you, Boris Strogoff. And I wish you happiness.
No prayer of happiness for me, Ivan?
Of course, Katinka. Silence, all of you. I lift my cup to the happiness of the most beautiful woman in Allah's domains. To Katinka.
In this ruby cup of mine, Katinka, where the baubles shine, Katinka, they have caught the pretty grace of your smile. Captive for a while. And the sparkle of your eyes, Katinka, weaned from April skies, Katinka. In this goblet's crystal vest brightly gleams like a star seen in dreams. Sweet Katinka, sweet Katinka, you are like a rose, Katinka, just as fair, dear, just as rare, dear. And I love you, heaven knows. Even angels seem to worship you, for they've sent you their charms from the blue. Ah, my joy, dear, were divine, if you were only mine.
Sweet Katinka, sweet Katinka, like a rose, Katinka, just as fair, dear, just as rare, dear, and I love you, heaven knows.
Even angels seem to worship you, for they've sent you their charms from the blue. Ah, my joy, dear, were divine.
You praise my wife. I have no quarrel with that, Ivan. But I trust your admiration stops with a song.
I have no choice, cousin.
Now, my husband, according to the ancient tradition of our country, I am yours to command. Shall I dance for you, my master? What is your desire?
Ivan has sung for you. Now I ask your music for me. A sob from your heart.
Yes, my husband. From my heart. I will breathe all the joy of my heart in a song, just a simple song. Would its notes could but impart thoughts that here within me throb. I will teach its refrain. Breeze, which it is.
Ah, lovely, my Katinka, lovely. But now we must say goodbye to our friends and begin our honeymoon.
Will you ask them to bring my luggage, Boris?
Certainly, my bride. We must be on our way as quickly as possible.
Ivan, you should not have come.
Why have you ignored me?
I ignored you?
Month after month, no answers to my letters. No explanation of any kind.
Ivan, you did write.
I flooded the mails with my love. I begged you to explain your silence.
I never got your letters.
You what?
And I wrote every day, sometimes twice a day, and never a reply.
It was your mother. She wanted you to marry Boris.
Yes, a wealthy man, a good match.
Your mother must have destroyed your letters before they were mailed.
And yours before I ever received them.
Tell me, do you love your new husband?
No, Ivan. I've never forgotten you. Remember the little white pigeon you gave me before you went away?
You've kept her?
Always. At my windowsill. Do you know, she's found a mate. How I wish we could be as happy as the birds in my garden. Just beneath the Smith diving leaves, a little pigeon dwells. She's very circumspect. Faith and quite select, as every neighbor tells. Quiet and alone, as still as stone, she sits the whole day long. But when the sun shows day is done, it's quite a different song. Sing, tweet, tweet, this little pigeon too, then hesitate until her mate says rackety coo, coo. Then again she'll answer tweet, 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 which means that she'd say, I'm all alone.
We have been cheated out of our love, my sweet.
And now it is too late.
Farewell.
sweet, I won't let you go. There must be some way.
I'm married now. It can't be undone.
Wait. A peddler I met in the streets of Istanbul. He swears he has seen Olga.
Olga?
Your husband's first wife.
Well, she's dead.
There are those who think she is alive in Istanbul.
Oh, if that's true, then...
If it's true, then your marriage is illegal. Oh, we must find her.
Oh, it might take weeks, months.
We'll look for her together. It is said that once a year, at the springtime, in this very month of May, Allah takes a holiday. And his mission on earth is to help all true lovers find each other's hearts. Come, my love. We shall go searching through the city called Istanbul.
Return for the second act of Katinka in just a moment. How long has it been since you've enjoyed a real vacation in the fullest sense of the word? A vacation that gives you complete change of scene and the all-out relaxation you need and deserve after a hard year's work. Every section of America is packed with endlessly fascinating things to see and do. So this year, really let yourself go. Leave cares and worries behind and enjoy a downright wonderful vacation by train. When you travel by train, your vacation starts the minute the conductor calls all aboard. From then on, there is a small army of railroad men working for you to meet your every need and desire. Conductors and trainmen, engineers and firemen, porters and waiters. And besides all these men on the trains themselves, the men who keep the track smooth and safe, the men who keep the cars and engines in tip-top running order, the people who clean the cars, the signal men and the tower men, and all the rest of the railroad folks working for you. Yes, from the time you start till your trip comes to an end, all you do is lean back and enjoy yourself while others do the work. And no matter what the weather is outside, it is cool and comfortable inside your air-conditioned train, with meals as you like them and a chance to rest and sleep. So that when the trip is over, you arrive fresh and relaxed, ready to have the time of your life in the exciting vacation land of your choice. This summer, then, let the swift, safe, sure comfort of America's up-to-the-minute trains whisk you to the happiest vacation you've had in years. You'll be glad you did. Here is Act Two of Katinka, starring Gordon MacRae as Ivan and Anna Mary Dickey as the lovely Katinka.
Oh, Katinka, sweet Katinka, you are like a rose, Katinka.
Oh, Ivan, it's been such a peaceful journey.
Yes, my love, through the Bosporus into the Sea of Marmara. And look... There sits the fabled city of Istanbul, once called Constantinople, the city of conquerors and thieves, the city where Allah comes for his holidays.
Listen, you can hear the silver cymbals.
Yes. In ancient days, the Greek voyagers thought this was the very top of the world, a portion of the heavens, higher even than Olympus.
Is it this city or the month of May? What is it that makes all magic?
Beneath the shades of those canopied walls, where moon-eyed maids who daydreams tender thrall.
sounds of silver cymbal, tambourine and timbal, struck by fingers nimble to some sweet lay.
Pretty tunes are tinkling, tiny feet are twinkling, breath of rose hearts sprinkling, neath cool fountain spray.
Lovely forms are swaying, raven tresses swaying, everyone obeying, young God of May.
Flower petals gleaming, garlands gaily streaming, tis but happy dreaming,
Allah's holiday. Could it but last? Could it last always?
But it can't last always, my sweet, unless we find Olga. Come, we must search every street of Istanbul. Nowhere to be found.
She is dead. Olga is dead. And I am the wife of Boris Drogoff.
Listen. The call of the faithful to worship. Allah, hear my prayer. Lead us to the woman who can set us free.
You are searching for someone, my son.
We are looking for the woman called Olga Strogoff.
Have you seen her?
The blind see many things that are invisible to those that have eyes. For the sightless must see with the heart. Allah has told me of your plight. Follow me. We seek the woman known as Olga Strogoff.
There is no one here by that name.
You're lying.
You are Olga Strogoff?
No.
Please, tell us the truth. We'll keep your secret.
Why do you hunt for me down the back streets of Istanbul?
Allah has led us to you.
And I am the bride of Boris Strogoff.
You pitiful child. My husband is a tyrant. I could not live with him. So I fled from his house and forged a death certificate.
Will you swear to that?
If it will save you from the wretchedness of my life, I will do it gladly.
Katinka, you are free. We do not need to whisper our love now. We can shout it to the world.
Still whisper it, Ivan. For when you whisper, I must come close to you to listen. Feel my heart, how its pulses are beating. Somehow I start at each other.
Of gold, we are wasting. We bold, come to me, come to me.
But let nobody dare to see.
For no one must know the meaning of our secret, sweet and true.
Somehow, dear, I wonder.
magic month of May, I salute you. Lovers everywhere, I give you a toast. Join me as I raise my cup to Katinka.
Sweet Katinka, sweet Katinka, you are like a rose, Katinka. Just as rare, dear, just as rare, dear. And I love you, heaven knows. Even angels seem to worship you, for they've sent you their charms from blue. Ah, my joy, dear, is divine. Now that you're
thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Anna Mary Dickey will return in just a moment. And our thanks to Barbara Waddell, Bill Foreman, and, of course, Marvin Miller, and to our entire company. Katinka, with book and lyrics by Otto Harbach and music by Rudolph Frimmel, was dramatized for The Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. Vacation is a magic word that brings pleasant anticipation. The things that make a really good vacation are the unburdening of cares, relaxation, a change of pace, seeing new things, new parts of this wonderful country. So this summer, as you look forward to that well-earned vacation, remember that the best way to do these things is to travel to your vacation spot by train. In this way, your vacation starts when you get on the train. You travel safely, comfortably, dependably, while the panorama of America unfolds before your eyes, and you arrive fresh, rested, and ready to have the time of your life. Now here again is our guest star, Anna Mary Dickey.
Thank you, Gordon. The wonderful part of this program is that you always get the girl. Married, single, fat, thin, somehow it always works out. She ends up in Gordon MacRae's arms.
Well, I'll tell you how I did it. I had it put in my contract, Anna Mary.
Who's the lucky girl who falls into your arms next week, Gordon?
You, Anna Mary.
Oh, goody.
We're so delighted to have you with us for this visit on the West Coast that, well, we want you to be with us again. And we'll have a chance to sing the wonderful music of Jerome Kern together for Very Warm for May.
I'm aglow already, Gordon.
See you then, Anna Mary.
All aboard.
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next Monday night, this is Gordon MacRae saying goodbye.
Katinka was presented by arrangement with Century Library, Incorporated of New York. Gordon MacRae appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. So until next week, this is Marvin Miller saying good night for the American Railroads. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Hear the voice of Firestone on NBC.